What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Didn't turn my mic on there. So, we all know that Lakers fans were forced to watch their team lose to the Pacers last night, but they did have one reason to celebrate, and it was all thanks to one lucky fan. Jamie Murray Jr. Took home $75,000 after shutting down the Crypto.com arena when he hit the big half-court
shot. I saw that.
That was so cool.
You know, that's the first time in like two or three years that somebody's hit that shot.
Yeah. It was McMenamin's tweet that actually, that's the first place I saw it last night. That was cool.
Yeah, it's also on the official Lakers Twitter account if you want to check it out there. Mm-hmm. And to make things even cooler, Anthony Davis kind of like stepped in to celebrate with him on the
hugged
court.
Hugged it out with him, yeah.
Yeah, and he was just like, congrats, man, I love you. And the guy who won said that he's going to give the majority of the money to his mom. So that was pretty cool.
That is cool. Sweet. Laura, what did you just say?
I said at least someone can hit a good shot on
Whoa!
That court.
Hey now.
Wow.
Hey now.
Wow.
I'm a fan. I could say that.
I mean, it's nice, also true.
Laura. Nice.
It's also
so this guy's giving, he's winning $75,000. Do they say if he really gets like a check for $75,000 or if they take
taxes
away
that are
and everything?
Taken out of it. Yeah, that's like a
George,
law.
Okay,
the,
now Trudell's just text me.
Yeah.
He says, yo, it didn't ring.
I called him twice and texted him.
Lindsay, I'm going to tell him Lindsay wants to see a screenshot.
I texted him right here. It says, hey, Mike, it's Lindsay. Sedano wanted me to let you know we're going to call you in a couple minutes to jump on with him.
Yeah, he says he got the text, but didn't he was waiting for the call and it didn't ring.
I called him twice.
Controversy.
Did it go straight to voicemail?
No, it just rang and rang and rang.
Because we've had that. Remember, George, like back in the day, it would go straight to voicemail to a lot of people?
Yeah.
But if it didn't go straight to voicemail, that's a little
sus. So what are you going to do, George? Are you? Ooh, it's sus.
You want me to call him right now?
Hella
and we can
sus.
Ask him about the guy who
sus.
The half-court shot.
Call him. We have to see if he's going to get suspended. He's going to sit on trial.
So there's no banning at this moment?
Well, he's going to be on trial first.
Not currently in the penalty box.
He's going to be on trial first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put this man on trial.
There you go. All right. That is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Unless you had anything else to add there, Cappy, with the $75,000.
No, I just was trying to do the math on the, on what he actually walks away with, you know?
Oh, after taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it also depends what tax bracket he's already in, though. You know what I mean?
Cappy, you're so fascinated with other people's money.
He is always fascinated with other people's money.
I'm fascinated with if I were to win that shot, you know? Like, what do I walk
away
with?
But your tax bracket is higher than most people's.
Correct.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I would say so. I hear Lindsay in the background, Hungarian Heat, talking to Trudell.
Really? She should be ripping his ass. She should be like, they're blaming me.
Yeah.
What do you mean you didn't see the phone ring? What does that mean? I called twice.
Mike is there.
Mike is there?
Yes.
Now, Trudell, Lindsay said she called you twice. We may put you on trial here for a suspension.
Well, so first of all, that's your choice if you would like to suspend me. This is not Lindsay's fault. I can tell you that my phone, like the number is, it did come through. But as you know, George, as my personal friend, there are parts of my house. You know what? I don't want to do the excuse thing, but there are parts of the house where it's like FaceTime audio is better, and you apparently cannot do FaceTime audio for radio.
It is true. You have terrible reception at your house.
I do too, and I can attest to that. There's times where George has called me, and it'll be like it didn't ring, and I'll be like, "Oh, I don't know."
Or it drops.
But Mike, were you standing in the good zone of your house, knowing the time?
Well, so that is a great question, Cap, and I'm glad that you asked it. And this is the point where I need to take full responsibility. There were some moments, for example, in the fourth quarter last night, where if some Laker players would have been in the right place, they would have won the game. So I can't now go back against that and excuse the part of the house that I was in. So I have to take this one on. You guys are professionals doing a radio show. I used to do a radio show. I should know better. And I have to take this L. If it results in a ban, that's fine. I'll just go on Mason and Nard.
I mean, it wouldn't be a...
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's okay. You go on the lesser of the two shows, but that's fine.
Not Travis and Thiewa, though. I won't go on that.
Wow. Shots fired. Holy moly.
That's a joke. It's just a joke. I just saw Thiewa last night.
I liked it. It's a funny joke. Very funny joke.
Now, were you referring to Russell Westbrook being out of position during that Miles Turner three that caromed off and Halliburton created havoc after that?
No. I mean, it's not so much the broken play, right? It's sort of a series of events that happened when they were up 17 and then when they came back out of the timeout, when they were up 10. Just a bunch of stuff, George, that you and I see on League Pass on a nightly basis.
Yes.
It does happen in the NBA. and especially against young teams with all of it to prove, but just unfortunate considering how things have gone. But hey, we don't have to talk about that, George. I just brought it up trying to like basically find an excuse for myself without having to make it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. That's nice that you do. And I also like the way that you made mention of how you and George are watching the League Pass at night when it's pretty much publicly known, Mike Trudell, I don't have a League Pass.
Yeah.
Don't have it. I got
Cappy,
TNT.
The only thing I can get Cappy to watch at NBA is every Laker game, which is a huge plus already. It's a bonus. And then
so
anything.
You have Spectrum?
I do.
Yes, Spectrum, he does. And then anything on ESPN or TNT. Like he was watching the Mavs game earlier.
Is.
Oh, is, yeah.
Present tense, Mike Trudell.
Yeah.
Slam dunk, Dallas.
I don't want to judge Caps because if I'm judging what we're talking about here, which is do you watch enough games? I mean, he has to watch all the other sports as well for that job. So, like, I can understand it. I mean, would it be better when he talks NBA if he watched League Pass a little more?
Wow.
Yeah, that would be optimal. But Sedano can check that box, and I'm guessing that Cap can make up for it in other ways. And that's why you guys work so well as a partnership.
There you go.
Yeah, it is. It's a little yin and yang going on.
So
right
basically
over here.
He says, just let me handle the heavy lifting, and then, you know, you stand in the corner and wait till I pass it to you.
Well, right. When you're done going deep into the NBA, just tell me when you're ready to get me back in
but
the game, coach.
It's basically like if we're running a play, you're the guy that stands in the corner.
And
I'm wait for me to throw it to you, and when I throw it to you, just shoot it very quickly.
I'm Matt Ryan in this equation.
Yes.
From earlier this season.
Well,
Mike.
I was only going to say, Cap, the key is, like, if you get into a real NBA argument or discussion, you know, does George flex on you with the League Passes and, okay, man, but you didn't really watch it. And does he like, try to end all arguments like that?
Yes. There's no doubt. He puts his resume on the table. Sometimes I do that as well.
Well, but you do it for me, actually, more times than not.
I mean, he puts his resume out there and he's like, hey, I was watching this play and there's a lot of nuance to it. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't see it.
that's pretty much how it goes.
And next topic, and after the break.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that is how it goes. Yeah.
Let me ask you a Laker question then, so I can just, I want to hear your thought on this.
Yeah.
So George asked the question earlier, who do we blame for last night's fourth quarter meltdown? And he gave me the options of LeBron, AD, or Darvin Ham. Those were my options. I chose to blame LeBron 1, not by much, AD 2, and Darvin Ham in a distant 3. So is it LeBron's responsibility to get AD the ball? Is it AD's responsibility to demand the ball? Why doesn't it seem to work as well with the two of them on the floor? Give us your thought on that.
Don't know. Didn't watch it. Next question.
Very good.
Excellent.
Outstanding.
I'll give you the answer.
Yeah.
So I would say that. So this is the whole blame pie thing. I mean, I think that if you ask all three, now LeBron typically is really good at giving you the whole picture of what happened in the whole game and not taking out moments. But I do think that that's usually the time of the game that LeBron has the most control of. And he didn't have his best performance there. This is part of the issue, though, with this whole Lakers season, right? So LeBron comes in year 20. There's only 9 other guys that have even ever played in year 20. And none of them were expected to do what the Lakers are expecting LeBron to do this year. Then he gets sick for a good 2 weeks of it. He rolls the ankle in the second quarter of this game. Of course, he had the foot soreness from earlier. So it's been one thing after another with enough obstacles already there. And I think that the Lakers have to be able to not put LeBron in the situation where he has to bail them out and just take over the whole fourth quarter. And so, yes, like LeBron is still the guy, I think, that's going to be the main decision maker on the court. And therefore, that kind of absolves Darvin Ham to a certain extent. Because, you know, what is Darvin going to say? LeBron, don't do that. Go give the ball to AD. It's not like LeBron doesn't know, you know, what to do in the circumstances. He just wasn't able to execute it well. You can say part of it's the ankle, part of it's the age, part of it's the mileage, whatever that might be. But guys, it was a little more simple than that in this case. It was that LeBron and his teammates just weren't getting back in transition D, right? And they weren't clearing defensive rebounds. Those are two things that happen to bring the lead pass argument back into this. When you get into fourth quarters and you're up by double digits, it happens. It's just that usually the other team doesn't have guys like Nembhard and Nesmith going 4 for 7 from 3, the two of them. And so Indiana really had to play perfect to get through it, and they did. So I guess you pat them on the butt, and that's a long answer, Cap. The quick one was, yes, I agree with you.
Good answer. George, I don't think that Mike Trudell should be banned or suspended based on really quality content that he's bringing to the show today.
And because he agreed with you.
Very nice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also that too.
Yeah, that's fine. I wasn't actually going to ban him. I love Mike too much. I mean, listen, Mike and I have had pomegranate mimosas on the beach on a random Sunday. So, I mean, there's that, you know?
Yeah. So. I was going to ask about those pomegranate mimosas.
Yeah.
I mean, when his twins were not playing, you know, some sort of sport every day of the week, basically, we actually used to hang out all the time, I feel like. But his kids are going to be stars, so I understand. Like, I'm not getting in the way of that, you know? Uncle George will.
Yeah,
Uncle George actually
that.
Would love to go watch
Mateo's,
again.
Yeah. You know?
So.
Hey,
yeah,
Mike.
Mateo's next. I've seen that swing. What's up, Cap?
Next subject. You ready for this?
Oh, here we go.
George tells us that
soccer.
You were a soccer player at Northwestern. I don't know if you saw that Pitt Northwestern basketball game last night on ESPN2, but
go,
that was a nice win for my Pitt Panthers.
Yeah.
Did you watch this game today?
You know, I'm trying to think if I can pull like an excuse in, but I've already used enough on this show, so apparently we lost. It sounds like we lost, Kat.
Well, no, you're talking about the Northwestern game. Yes, that he did not watch the basketball game. He's asking you about the match today, the U.S. match.
Did you watch the USA match today?
Oh, of course, but I thought he asked if I watched. That's my bad. I thought you asked if I watched.
Yeah, I'm like, it's my ADD. Don't mind me. Don't mind me.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, of course, I watched, and I mean, I was very pleased. I really was. Like, it was they managed the group about as well as you would want a young team to manage it. And they threw out the lineup today. It was the youngest of any World Cup team so far. And if you include all of the bench players, they have the second youngest roster out there. So with that usually comes some inexperience. And that's what happened, I thought, in the Wales game, where they started the tournament. They get the goal to go up, and then Wales comes out in a different formation in the second half. And the U.S., and this is some mix of the coach and some of the younger players, just didn't adjust very well. And so with that said, they go into the second game needing a result, at least a tie, to stay in the mix. You knew that Iran was coming up. And they go ahead and get a tie against England, who's one of the best teams in the world. And they look pretty good doing it. Now, I thought part of that was because England was managing the group. And as we saw, that worked out. Like, England smashed Wales today. They go through. They win the group. And therefore, they get the runner-up in Group A. But yeah, I think you have to be pretty proud of this group if you are an American. And, you know, the Netherlands is a great team. But they're not, to me, they're not quite on the level of a Brazil or a France where the talent is so great that something couldn't just go your way. So I'm feeling pretty optimistic about where Team USA is relative to how things were going in the summer.
Boy, this Mike Trudell, he's on it today, George.
I mean, this guy called a Premier League friendly this year. Did you know that? I mean, this guy's an award-winning broadcaster. What are you talking about?
You're just setting me up for success. You hit me with my two passion projects. I mean, it's almost like you just asked me about like Mountain Dew and Skittles or something. I could talk for a long time.
He definitely can do that. And you can talk about his disdain for cheese as well. That could be something you can do with him.
Guy
doesn't
like cheese?
It's not great. I'm not a big cheese guy. Yeah,
doesn't like cheese. Yeah. I had him over the house. Of course, we were having wine, as you know, Cappy. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, there's a cheese plate. And I said, will you eat just a piece of cheese just to try it? His wife is laughing. You know, he's out there. And then he had it. And it was literally like when you give it like a child a food they don't want to eat. Like, it was that face that he made. It was like, and
what kind of cheese? We turned it like Havarti?
I don't remember. It was like a year. It was like, you know, shortly after the, or whatever, like a year or two ago. But it was, it was like I tried to, like, poison the guy.
Is that how you felt, Mike?
Well, he's not a charcuterie guy, yeah.
No, I just find, you know, in terms of food, right, we all have tastes. We all have preferences.
Yeah.
There are a couple things that it seems like people universally like. I've never really subscribed to that philosophy. I'm kind of like, if somebody doesn't like something that I like, I don't know that I will give them the full waterboarding treatment that Sedano did verbally when I didn't like the cheese that he put in front of me. You know, as if it was a personal affront
right.
of some sort. But I have a food question for George. I have a food question for you.
Go ahead.
So we have another set of friends out here who have Cuban lineage.
Oh yeah, that's right. You sent me the picture of you were having the roasted pork. Yeah.
So, yes, we did have the roasted pork, but I was told, shout out to Liz, I was told that Cuban food, spice isn't a big thing.
No, it's garlic.
And
garlic is a big thing, yeah.
Yeah, and so then I felt a little ignorant because there was a part of me that just thought about like, oh, kind of the island and the flavors mixed in. I sort of assumed that spice would have been more acceptable than somebody like me grew up in Minnesota. It was, you know, it's pretty plain, like the kind of food that I ate there. And now that I've been in SoCal, exposed to so many more things. So I wanted to get your take on sort of traditional Cuban food and how much spice plays a role.
Salt, you know, just salt, maybe some pepper, depending on what you're doing. And I would say a lot of garlic and a lot of onions, right? Like just to kind of, and like, you know, stuff like that it's just brewed that way, basically. Like the, I would say like, how do you say sofrito, Laura, in English?
Oh, no sé.
You don't know
how to say it? Do you say in English?
Yeah, I don't know how to say that. Sofrito. So anyway, it's just like a.
Wait, what is it you want to say? I have my translator open. Tell me what you want to say.
Sofrito.
Sofrito.
Yeah. Hey, ropa vieja is very savory, but it's not spicy.
Yeah, a lot of the food, there you go. I mean? To Laura's point, a lot of the food is savory. But not spicy. Savory is probably the better way to describe it. Yes.
Sofrito.
Okay. Wow. Well, thanks for clearing that up. Yeah. I feel more cultured.
By the way, I actually.
Stir fry. This is what Google says. Google says on the Spanish side, it's sofrito, and on the English side, it's stir fry.
Mm. Adjacent.
Like a Migos song.
Sort of. But. So, Trudell, I need you to tell me where those people got that pork because I paid way too much for a whole pig the last time, so I want to know where they got it.
All right, I'll do that. Can I ask Cap a question?
Of course. Feel free.
Cap, just, you know, considering World Cup and everything, like, where is the Kaplan lineage? Is your country or countries of origin going back represented, and do you claim them? To a certain degree, like secondarily to the United States at all.
Nope. Unfortunately, Mike, the Israeli team did not make it. You know, I'm one of the Hebrew brothers.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I've been all USA. As a matter of fact, George gave me a hard time, just the same way he gave you a hard time about not eating cheese. He gave me a hard time about picking the USA to win the World Cup.
The whole thing.
Well, yeah, I picked them to win the whole thing.
Yeah, that's it. It's not something defensible as a sports take. As a passion take, I like it. But, you know, it's hard to not get the metaphorical league pass flex if you pick USA to win the World Cup.
Yep,
and like
I did.
Realistically.
I did it. I picked them.
Yeah.
I did. So that's my team.
Well, I mean.
I'm like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. USA.
I mean, we're all rooting for USA, but it's kind of like, George, well, I'm trying to think what the NBA equivalent would be if we were to pick that team to actually win the title this year, and I would say it would be somebody like
the Lakers.
No, the Lakers would be like a team that historically was good.
Yeah, I would say it'd be somebody like the Kings, who's so like young, plucky, playing really well in certain ways on offense. But if they run into the real serious teams, like team after team, you know, then they start to get exposed a little bit.
Like they ran into Phoenix last night. I was watching on League Pass, you know.
Yeah, Chris Paul left Phoenix. And by the way, league pass last night.
Oh, I got it for you. The Portland Trailblazers. Pulisic is like, you know.
Portland with healthy Dame.
Pulisic can be Dame and then the rest of those guys. Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, George, that's a good one. You must have league pass.
I do,
yeah. For MLS.
Yeah. Well, I will. Maybe once Apple gets... All right, Laura says we got to go, Trudell, because, you know, she's in charge, really, you know, when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah,
so no ban for Trudell.
No, no, he's
extra airtime. Well, extra airtime for Trudell.
Yeah.
What I want to do, though, I don't care so much about you guys. I want to apologize to Laura again, because there's nothing more annoying...
And Lindsay.
And Lindsay, there's nothing more annoying when, like, you have a guest, and we're having Trudell on it the next time, and it's not some, like, athlete that you're trying to chase down that has all these other commitments. So my apologies, and let's leave it there.
Yeah, no problem. No ban. Send me where they got that big that big pig, so I can go get my own, and we're good to go.
Oh, yeah, I'll look into that.
All right, bro. See ya. There he is, Mike Trudell, everyone's favorite sideline reporter. All right, we got to go, Cappy, because we're way over the break, and Laura's looking at me all funny. Like, not in a good way. So, just letting you know. All right, coming up next, let's get back to the Lakers here for a second. And I want to get to this story about Deion Sanders. Oh, my God, that's a great story. I want to get to that. But let's finish up the Laker discussion since he almost kind of sort of agreed with you, Cappy. We'll get to that next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
No one can save you. The damage is done. Shot to the heart.
And you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Bad name.
But, and you play your game, Cappy. You give love a bad name.
Shout out to Richie Sambora, the guitar player for Bon Jovi. He's a big 7'10 fan. I'm a big Richie Sambora fan.
By the way, Tim in the OC says Sedano and Cap's number is a spam risk on Trudell's caller ID.
Clearly the case.
Tim in OC also wants Trudell's twins to fight my son. No, first of all, they're way bigger than him. They're 8 years old, and he's like four.
I know, but I think your little tank might be able to take these two guys down.
No, absolutely not. First of all, they are like family, so they can't.
No. Well, why don't you get your son, to Mateo, to get his buddies and... You know, we'll just do a little kid wrestling match.
No, not happening.
Not happening, huh?
No.
George, I'm still watching the video of this guy who climbed the hotel right next door to our station.
Yeah, it's back up again, yeah.
Dude, this guy, wow, you talk about guts.
Yeah.
I mean, he's climbing this thing like free climbing. Have you ever seen that documentary? What's the name of that doc, Lindsay? You'll know.
Oh.
Where the guy free
climbs. I think it's
just called
free. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he just, is he climbing, what is it? I'm trying to think of the name of the mountain that he's climbing. And he's taking
Everest.
All these... No, not Everest.
Kilimanjaro.
No, not I Kilimanjaro. Forget. It's here. It's in California. Oh, gosh. Somebody will tell me in the community. And he's taking all of his notes about the crevices on the rocks and how he's going to place his fingers and how he's going to place his... And, dude, I mean, it's the kind of movie that when you watch it, you're, like, biting your fingernails off because you're so freaking nervous and panicked about this guy. Is he really going to make it? This guy today who climbed the hotel... Right outside in LA Live, you don't have any equipment on. I mean, you guy's a good climber.
Yeah. We talked about that. It's crazy, bro.
Guy got some cojones.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I mean, he definitely has that. So anyway, Cappy. So Trudell, I think, sort of agreed with you on the Lakers' loss yesterday.
Well, I mean, look, George, we talked about this a few weeks ago, and everybody thinks I'm out of my mind. I'm just saying that...
Well, but he was talking about what the one specific game. You didn't ask him any of that stuff that you're about to bring up.
I'm just saying, though, that I don't know why Anthony Davis... I can only imagine how hard it must be to have somebody like LeBron, who's probably, like, in some ways a big brother, and in some ways, you know, you probably idolized him at some point in your life. Now you're his teammate, you're supposed to be his equal. In fact, you're supposed to be the one, and he's supposed to be the two. But that's a lot of talk. It doesn't seem to be a lot of action.
Right, but we saw it on Friday. Are we just overreacting to one game?
Well, maybe, but the thing is that when the Lakers started to put some wins together, the one thing that, you know, a realistic observer...
Well, you know what realistically we saw them playing the team that wants to tank the most in the NBA.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, is that, you know, we're kind of like, hey, look, they're climbing their way out of this big ditch that they've built or dug. But you know what? They're climbing out of it. But then if you really, really think about it, you're like, but who are they beating? They're not beating anybody.
Right.
And so then they play against an Indiana team that, you know, they're just middle of the pack. There's nothing special about this team other than they have a winning record. But when you're up 17 points against a team like that at home, you're supposed to win that game.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I mean, you saw my reaction. Immediately, I was like, oh, no. Like, I saw the shot go. I saw that play unfolding, and I'm like, oh, no. And then as Nembhard, I tweeted that as Nembhard was catching the ball. And then what I believe you tweeted, oh, yes, right?
That's
afterwards.
Right. Yeah. You said, oh, no, and I went, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That just really happened.
Yeah. And it, look, man, that should have never happened. That, listen, you're not good enough if you're the Los Angeles Lakers to relax. You're not. You're not good enough. You're under 500. You're not a good team right now, okay? So you cannot relax. You can't take your foot off the gas against anybody. I don't care if it's San Antonio. I don't care if it's Indiana. I don't care if, well, I mean, you obviously wouldn't do that against Milwaukee or anybody like that. But my point is, you can't do that against anybody. You're not that good right now, dude.
Last night's game, though, was one of those games where 2 games ago, I was like, all right, you know, maybe we should keep this whole thing together and get through this season.
Yeah,
and,
right. No way.
And now,
trade him. That's it. This team needs Miles Turner, Buddy Hield to at least balance the roster out. It's what McMiniman was saying yesterday. That's why you need it. You need to balance the roster out and give yourself at least a puncher's chance. This team, as currently constituted, you could talk about how great Russell Westbrook played for 3 quarters. In the 4th quarter, he was not good.
Please, excuse me, refer to him as Brody in the first 3 quarters.
All right. Brody played great for 3 quarters, but if you really look at this stretch, he hasn't played all that great anyway. Like, he just hasn't played that great. It has resulted in winning, but not because he's played exceptionally well.
Yeah, but again, if I'm the Lakers, I don't want to give up those 2 picks for these 2 players. I just don't want to do it. I just don't think that they make the Lakers a championship team.
Okay, but here's what I would say. Now, granted, you can't do this with Miles Turner because he could hard cap you next year. I'm going to get in the weeds a little bit with you, okay? But he's going to be a free agent. I get that. So unless you're going to sign him long-term, which is probably not a good idea, I understand what you're saying. But at least Buddy Hield is a tradable commodity, and he will have a year left on his deal. And that actually becomes attractive at $18.5 million. Like, you can flip him later.
I gotcha.
And they desperately need somebody that can shoot a godforsaking 3-pointer.
George, I still cannot be convinced that those 2 players for those 2 picks. I'm sure LeBron
The West is up for grabs right now. Like, nobody's running away with this Western Conference. Like, if you make that deal, you are a more balanced team on offense and defensively, for that matter.
So you're saying that now these 2 guys make you potentially a championship team because
not
the league has come back?
Not a championship team, but I think that the West is kind of, like, jumbled together. There's not, like, anyone that I'm saying, like, oh, wow, they're, like, definitely better than everybody.
All right, so if you got these 2 guys, Turner and Hield, from Indiana, that gives the Lakers a chance to possibly win the West and go play for a championship?
I mean, right now, look at the top. The Suns and Nuggets, okay, you expect them to be in that top 2 range. But the New Orleans Pelicans are the 3rd seed right now. You know what I mean? Like, the Sacramento Kings are the 7th seed. Like, this is not like, you know, like they're not that far back. You know, they're 6.5. They are 3.5 out of the 6th spot. Like, that's not a lot. And it's the Blazers, who don't have Dame right now. Like, if you're going to make a move, you got to do it by, like, December 15th in that range, like, in this next couple weeks. Like, you got to do it. You got to, because you did bring up 1 good point yesterday.
Oh, really? 1?
Yeah.
Nice.
You did.
Hey, 1 per show is pretty good.
I mean, listen, I'll take it. But
What did I say yesterday?
You said that. You know, do they have, you basically were saying, I mean, do you trade them and then do they have enough time? You'd rather them do it in the offseason. But right now, like, if you do it before, like, January or early January, you'll still have 40-something games, you know what I mean, to gel.
Well, I like what McMiniman said about balance. I will give on that one, because you have one player with that amount of money who's, you know, hot and cold, and versus getting 2 players who are young and can give you more than just the 1 guy. So I hear that part of it. I just don't want to part with those 2 draft picks. Not for these 2 guys.
Yeah, I do it. Right now, that's it. I do it. I've seen enough of this roster, man. I've seen enough. I just have seen enough. I actually think that balancing the roster out with Miles Turner and Buddy Hield will make guys like Lonnie Walker, who's been good, even better.
I love Lonnie Walker.
Yeah. And it will give LeBron more options, man. He's basically the de facto point guard. So it's like, you have 2 guys out there that can shoot. You got a laser in Buddy Hield, that's for sure. A laser.
Well, if it gives LeBron more options, I just hope that LeBron passes the ball when he gets
friggin'
cold like he
laser.
Was last night.
I mean, historically, he's been one of the greatest passers of all time.
I understand. But last night, he got ice cold and he kept shooting the ball.
I understand. But
he
doesn't trust the guys around him, probably, is
doesn't
my
trust
guess.
AD, huh?
Well, I mean, AD also needs to demand the mother bleeping ball.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay?
It's hard. It's hard to demand the ball from LeBron.
Okay?
LeBron, give me the freaking ball, LeBron.
That's what he should be saying. That's what he should be saying. Demand the freaking ball. See?
Hey, LeBron, give AD the ball.
Why can't we watch the freaking Mavs Warriors?
I'm watching.
No, it's not your fault.
Why is the TV not DirecTV now? Nothing works in this place. No. And then you wonder.
Dallas 96, Golden State 93.
Now you guys get me when you guys, you know, when I said computer issues.
Yeah, now you wonder why I'm doing the show from home every day.
96-93, Dallas 10-23 to play.
Yeah, you should do some play-by-play. All right, we got to go. 6:30 though, way past 6:30. Thanks, Christopher. But you
Trudeau's
know we'll do
fault.
No, it is. He kind of did break the clock for us. We'll blame it. Hey, the Warriors game is on.
196 Golden State 9:33 to go.
I have 9:14.
Gosh darn it! You're always ahead of me.
Yeah, that's one thing you got going for you here. Yeah, the technology is quicker than Cappy's.
Still, yeah.
A lot of things.
Yeah, Cappy. Laura and Lindsay have been trying to get you to do a lookie for like 6 hours.
Yeah, what happened was is at the commercial break, I got up and walked away. Mm-hmm. And then I get back here and I see my phone like, Cappy, like, what? What's the big deal?
Well, you were gone last break too and the one before that.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because at my house right now is my daughter, Julia, because now that she has a driver's license, she can actually get home.
Hey, Queen.
That's right. And you know it, Rachel's in the house today.
You should put Rachel.
I said it. I bet you Rachel's at the house.
Yeah,
she's here. So because of that reason, at break, so I'm getting up to go talk to my ladies.
Does she ever listen to the show, Rachel?
No. Would you?
No. Actually, maybe. I pray from time to time.
The Boo listens?
Yeah, not all the time, but yeah, he does.
He smells delicious.
Yes, we know. We know he smells delicious. Yes.
Cappy, you should put a headset on Rachel and see if she wants to play Big Deal or No Deal.
Okay.
In the interim, go ahead, Lindsay. Take it away, Lindsay.
Thanks, Sedano. So, guys, a recent survey found that holiday hosts are likely to lose around 2.5 hours of sleep per day when they're preparing for guests. Shout out to Laura for sending me this one. Serta Simmons Bedding commissioned the sleep survey and found that the reasons for lack of sleep include stress, excitement, and eating too much. And of all the generations, Gen Z is likely to lose the most holiday sleep time, at least 4 hours per day, when they're preparing to host overnight guests. Guests themselves also miss out as sleep schedules are disrupted because they feel like they have to sleep and wake up at the same time their hosts do. But not baby boomers. They are the most likely to get their normal amount of sleep because they just don't give a bleep. Kind of a big deal. So I just wanted to ask you guys if you're planning to host guests at all this holiday season.
It's a great question. I mean, usually my in-laws will stick around for a day or two at some point. Yeah, so, I mean, but that's fairly normal. Actually, it's great when they're there because we actually sleep in when they're there because the kids will wake up and they'll deal with the kids and we can actually get an extra hour of sleep. So I encourage them to come over.
Do they ever like take the kids for Disney for a day or anything? Give you some time to yourselves?
No, but they take them to other stuff. Like they take them to their activities or stuff like that, but not to like Disney, no.
I will be preparing to take on guests during the holidays. Because my 3 college kids will be coming home.
So you consider them guests now?
Well, I mean...
Wow.
Jason.
I guess. I mean, because they don't... You know, they're coming home and they haven't been home for 3 months.
Right. And they're going to get home and want to go party! Oh,
they are going to be... They are going to take this place over.
Yeah.
What about Skinny Nick or whatever his name is?
Oh, no, yeah.
Nick the Stick.
Yeah. Nick the Stick.
Nick the Stick.
You got to be careful with Nick the Stick, bros. Yeah. The reason they
is
call
he gonna
him
Is he going to be there?
That's funny.
I don't know if Julia will be inviting Nick the Stick over to hang out during the holidays.
Oof.
I suspect so.
You're definitely going to lose sleep over that if she does.
Yeah.
He's not sleeping over, is he?
Does Nick the Stick get to sleep over?
Yeah.
Nah.
You're not like the cool dad?
I mean, I don't want to admit this.
Oh, he does.
In a separate room.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
and even
fine.
Though that's not where they end up, but, you know.
Yeah, if you think they only end up in that separate room, I mean, whatever.
That's a bunch of hormone-raging teenagers allowing them to sleep over, but in the other room, okay, Dad, whatever you say.
Not this guy.
That's true.
I love the way Lindsay and Laura are just laughing their ass off about this.
No, but not this guy.
Because we know.
No, my daughter.
Daddy sleeps in the other room, I promise.
Yeah,
he never sneaks into my room, Dad.
No, not this guy.
What do you do, lock her from the inside?
No, but I just don't think this guy got it, though.
Yeah, I think Nick the Stick sounds like a nice man, guy, kid, whatever he is.
Nick the Stick. Happy birthday, Briones. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Briones.
He's mad because I didn't text him. He left his keys here.
Oh, really?
Oh, damn.
I'm like, dude, how you leave then?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, really, where'd you go?
probably
not very far.
Yeah.
All right, well, next one. When the NFL scheduled their Christmas Day games, they likely thought that they put together some great matchups featuring potential playoff teams.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got the Packers and the Dolphins, the Cardinals and the Bucks, and the Broncos and the Rams, even though one of those teams, only one team of all of those is 500.
By the way, the only, you know who's happy about that, the way that season turned out, is the NBA.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're like, who's going to stay up to watch Rams against whoever?
The Broncos. They?
Yeah, come on.
Even Ciara's not watching that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Ciara, I guess that there's not, you know, a whole lot of reason for people to show up to that Rams-Broncos game in person either. And, you know, both teams are 3-8 and their offenses have been brutal. So apparently the Rams are kind of worried about their stadium being empty for the game. So they've put together a program that incentivizes season ticket holders to donate their tickets to charity. And in turn, they'll get a chance to win prizes from Rams sponsors like New Era, Hilton, Meat District, Icon, and La Brea Bakery.
Yeah.
Is this whole situation here a big deal or no deal? Sedano.
I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like a middle deal is what I would call it because it's not like
properly rated deal.
Yeah, it's not like a huge deal because if the team stinks, there's probably not going to be a lot of people who aren't going to go on Christmas. And the problem is the Broncos kind of stink, so there's not going to be like a ton of people from Denver traveling wanting to come here for Christmas.
Denver.
I think it's smart business is what I would say, although I get the worry of the stands being not so filled, but it is smart business because I bet you look, it's a beautiful stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I think I still say I've been to almost all of them now, in the pros, and I would say it's the nicest stadium in the NFL for sure. And I think that if you've never been, it's kind of cool to go, you know?
And plus all those charities are, I mean, there's like Boys and Girls Club and stuff.
Yeah, they'll be super
excited to go. Yeah, they're going to a good place. What do you think, Cappy? Big deal or no deal?
I actually think it's a big deal on a variety of levels. The first one is the Rams' admission of this season is over. I mean, I heard Kevin Demoff earlier today with Mason in Ireland, and, you know, he kind of explained the program. But it is absolutely an admission by the team that we're done, our season's over. Now, it's also a great marketing move because you'd rather have people that might have a good time and become ambassadors to your brand rather than a bunch of empty seats and humiliating yourself on national TV on Christmas Day.
Correct.
So I like the move, but man, it's kind of a strange admission from Super Bowl to give away your tickets.
Yeah, that whole who's going to have a better record at the end of 16 games thing, 17
it's,
games.
It's still up in the air.
Yeah. Not going so well for the Rams, though.
No, it's not.
All right, last one here really quick. McDonald's is giving away the ultimate reward, a lifetime of free meals. So starting December 5th, each order placed on the McDonald's app will enter the customer to win a McGold card. What is a McGold card, you ask? Well, it's an exclusive card that's been around for years, and it's reportedly in the hands of Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and actor Rob Lowe, which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
It allows you to have, I think it's three free meals from McDonald's per week, and three winners for this contest will be picked. So if you guys could have a lifetime of free meals from any quick service or fast food place, what would you pick?
Wow, that's a great question.
It's a tough call. That's a very tough call.
So it has to be like a chain, is what you're saying. And like a fast food chain, fast food-ish kind of
chain.
Yeah,
like chain. Panera would count or like Chipotle.
I guess, I guess it would probably be, honestly, like Jersey Mike's is probably the one I would pick.
Oh, yeah. Jersey Mike's is good.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been asking them, I'm like, load up the lettuce, like put more lettuce on and put more of the sauce on, the juice. And the reason is because I want the lettuce and the juice to fall and hit the paper, you know, and then I want to like pick up the crispy cold lettuce with all that juice and like put it on at the end. I freaking love Jersey Mike's,
George. You should do a commercial for that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
No, I love Jersey Mike's.
Sounds like it. Do you love Deion Sanders going to the Pac-12 potentially? We'll talk about that on the other side. That is Big Deal or No Deal each and every day. Of course, at 6:30 adjacent. But Cappy, one though. Before you go.
See,
maybe Del Taco.
Well, now that you finally have gone.
Right.
In-N-Out, boys. That's the right answer.
Yeah. Well,
with the line cut, too.
Wait, the line?
Line cut.
But there's only one thing to get it In-N-Out. You know what I mean? Like at least Chick-fil-A. I can get a variety of different stuff.
You can get shakes, too.
Yeah.
At In-N-Out.
Yeah, but they're not as good.
The shakes aren't good?
No, they're not as good.
No. All right. Well, tell the people about Subaru, because I want to talk to you about Deion Sanders after. Blinded by the lights. Great song still.
During the Super Bowl, at the convention center downtown. Lindsay and I went into the NFL Experience, and they had like the mirror, I'm trying to think of what you would call it, that maze that he
went
through.
Yeah, that he was walking through, yeah.
It was like a mirror maze, yeah.
Yeah. And Lindsay decided she wanted to be the weekend. So she
went
flying through there. Yeah.
It was sweet.
Cappy, Big E in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust says that you're un codo.
That I'm what?
Un codo.
Yeah. Did you dump that, Laura?
No.
Oh, then it can't be that bad.
It's an elbow.
It can't be that bad, yeah.
It's called a cheap.
Is your cheapo, he's basically calling. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I told this story many times. I'm standing there in line at McDonald's. Cheeseburger, 49 cents. Hamburger, 39 cents.
First of all, your dad said that was a lie.
Yeah, your dad did say this was a lie in this studio.
Because it's embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing. And there, I said to my dad, I'll take two cheeseburgers. He said, no, you'll take two hamburgers. We'll put cheese on it when you get home. Now, that is the ultimate, my father is the cheapest guy on the planet.
Yeah.
My mom did that.
Unbelievable.
But what has happened is, and this is sad, but I'm willing to admit it, I have followed in his footsteps. I find that I am equally as cheap at times. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. My parents sent my daughter a gift card for her birthday.
Right.
And I said to her, I said, hey, did you take the card from the, you know, like the packaging? She's like, yeah. So I took the packaging, I threw it in the garbage. My daughter said to me earlier, she goes, hey, where's that gift card? I said, what are you talking about? I thought we discussed it. You said you took it. She said, no, it was still in the packaging. I've thrown the gift card out.
Right.
I will literally go through the garbage and find this gift card.
Right.
And it was a $50 gift card. I will go through the garbage and find it.
What was it for?
It was for her birthday.
I know, but like, what was the gift card to?
It was a Visa gift card.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, if it was
still $50.
If it's to a store, like nowadays, you can like...
just get a new one.
Yeah, you can call them and give them... If you used a credit card to pay for it, you can get a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, me, I'll go through the garbage. She said, well, I'm not going through the garbage. I said, don't worry about it. I'll do it. I said, because I'm the one who threw it out like a moron.
By the way, the movie we were talking about was Free Solo.
Yes, that's right. And the mountain that the guy...
El Capitan.
El Capitan. I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't remember it. But the guy today at LA Live who climbed... Which hotel was it, George?
The Ritz.
Dude, that's an outstanding piece of athleticism, my man.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you got arrested and you made your statement. And I think... I got to find the pictures. He had whatever his political statement was. But, dude, that's an athletic piece of climbing.
Curry!
They should have arrested you.
Oh, my God! Steph Curry just hit the craziest three!
2:32 to go in the game.
No, 2:05.
Here's Luka.
Oh.
Here's Luka.
Yeah, Luka's going to miss that step back.
Oh, come on.
Damn, Cappy. You're so behind.
107. Am I?
Yeah, Luka missed that step back, by the way.
Like 40 seconds.
Yeah. Really?
And then the Warriors had incredible ball movement to get Steph a sideline three. It was crazy. Oh, but here come the Mavs! Tim Hardaway Jr.
Oh, Steph, what a shot falling out. Oh, my God. You guys have no idea. Today I was watching the U.S. soccer game on my TV, but I had to, like, leave to get up from the TV, so I turned it on my phone, and my phone was, like, 10 seconds ahead of my TV. And I was like, maybe my phone is faster. Like, maybe I should be using my phone when we're doing this.
How is that even possible?
I don't know, man. Dallas just hit a big three, 111, 110, 149.
They said it's a two. They said foot on the line. Tim Hardaway Jr. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You'll see now he's arguing with John Goebel. Here goes Steph, takes Luka off the dribble, throws one up and gets fouled. No, they're going to say no foul, Dallas ball. Wow, Steph complaining.
Can't believe how far ahead you are in front of me. Yeah. God, and it's like, it's DirecTV in the studio versus I'm using like hardline cable at home.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's a great game, dude.
Yeah, that's why I'm watching it, because it's kind of NBA fan I am, George, and on Tuesday nights. That's what I do.
Wow. What a shot there by the kid.
You know, this reminds me of when I'm watching like Browns games and my family in the group text, I have to mute it because they spoil everything because they're watching it in real time and I'm watching it like a minute behind on the stream.
Yeah.
That's how I feel where this is right
well,
now.
Well, I still haven't seen what George just reacted to.
So
I mean, Dallas has the ball now, 127 to
there
go.
He goes.
Here comes the kid. Oh my God, what a play by the kid. Who's the kid, George?
Josh Green.
Oh, him, yeah.
Way to go, like number Michael.
Eight. Hey, George, before we get out of here, you were mentioning Deion Sanders. Give me that. Let me hear that.
So apparently he admitted that Colorado has offered him the job.
In addition, I think he also said that others have offered jobs, but he ain't sharing his business with everybody.
Right, but he did admit the Colorado thing.
That ain't happening.
I honestly think that like if anyone can turn that around there, it'd have to be someone like him.
Oh, no, he could do it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it's an attractive enough place for him because when he leaves – Jackson State, wherever he goes, needs to be his spot, not a building block spot. It needs to be his spot where he stays.
Forever.
I mean, you know, I think he needs to go to a much bigger school,
Well, there's just not a lot of options beyond that at the moment right now.
I see him more in the SEC or the ACC.
Right. Well, then neither. There's not many openings right now.
Which is why I think he'll stay at Jackson State until the right job comes available.
Well, I don't blame him for that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take the Colorado job if I were him.
Yeah. By the way, Dallas up 3, 1:23 to go.
Stop. I'm in a commercial.
Yeah.
I'm in a Sprite commercial right now.
We only have 30 seconds left anyway. We got to go because Sliwa's going to do Lakers talk.
All right, I'm
not messing with Sliwa's time. And then after that, Dave Denholm, Road to the Cup.
Dave Denholm is cool, man.
Yeah. Oh, Curry with the layup and in, the sweet kiss off the glass. Down one
stop,
now.
Bill Raftery, I need to see this. Would you stop ruining this for me?
Curry with 31. Hold on, let me see what happens here, Laura, before we go. Let's see if Luka does anything. Luka, he's got Wiggins guarding him at the top of the key. Luka dribbling, goes between his legs, crosses up, gets to the free throw line, into the paint, turnaround jumper from the right elbow is good! And Luka Doncic extends the lead to 3. 50 seconds to go.
That hasn't happened for me yet. I'm still at 118.
Yeah. All right, that's it. We got to go. We're late. All right. Slee was up next. Denholm after him. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.